You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
International Desk are go.
New Zealanders Rana Hamida, Youssef Samoa and Sam Leeson have been deported from Israel after being taken and detained from the Freedom Flotilla. Another New Zealander, Will Alexander, and his partner, German citizen Eva Müller, have also been detained from the second wave of flotilla boats. The activists are attempting to break Israel's blockade of Gaza and carry humanitarian aid. Flotilla activists who have been detained and then deported from Israel have described being mistreated, including being physically abused and denied food and water from the Israeli military. I spoke with Acacia O'Connor, an actor and spokesperson for the global movement to Gaza, about the Freedom Flotilla and the experiences of detained activists. I started by asking, a week on from when the flotilla was intercepted, what do we know about how the activists were treated in Israeli detention?
Oh, kia ora, Caden. So, we're getting some really awful reports coming through. All of the activists, that's actually not true, most of the activists have now been released. There are still some in prison, which is concerning, and we need to be looking to make sure that we can push to get them out as well. The ones who have been released are okay in their souls, and they're saying that they're really, the hardest part was watching the 11,000 prisoners, some of whom were children, not all of whom were in the prison with them, but they did see Palestinian prisoners and Palestinian children in the prison with them. We're getting reports of Australians, our brothers just across the ditch, who had their heads smashed against concrete, who had their passports ripped up in front of them. Some of the wahine in that group need medication daily, and had them tipped in the bin in front of them. I'm not allowed to sleep for 3 days, contaminated water. It's just incredible, the war crimes that Israel just commits over and over and over and over again. And it makes me think of this play, actually, that I'm thinking about putting on at the end of the year, written by a Palestinian writer, and she has a sentence in it where she goes, one more, she's a journalist, and we'll take one more picture of one more dead baby and the world will rise up. And I just go, when is it going to be that the whole world rises up across politics, across whatever, just as human beings we watch this and we go, this is not okay.
My understanding is a second flotilla has been intercepted. What do you know about this situation?
More dear friends, William Alexander and his partner Ava Müller were on board the Conscience, and they have been abducted. I'm not a part of that organising team, so I'm really having to trust that they have people that are calling as and lawyers in the same way that our people did. I'm sure they do, but I'd like to reach out as well and to keep putting pressure where we can and keep trying to keep eyes on those two, because it's scary. And I saw the video footage of people, Israeli soldiers, smashing the CCTV cameras with their guns. And just because our three were released reasonably unscathed, Rana got a shoulder injury and they had the sleep deprivation and the water thing still happening to them. This is just a rogue, genocidal army, and anything could happen to these two, and it's cause for extreme alarm.
Critics have called the flotilla a publicity stunt. So can you talk a bit about the difference that these flotilla are making?
Absolutely. So I'm trying not to laugh, because it's just incredible that someone would do a publicity stunt that could result in their death. But these flotilla are such a symbol of hope around the world, and they're a symbol of what people can really stand up for. And of course, they're trying to truly bring food. And as I have said previously, and it's all over the internet, of course, but it's really beautiful and really poetic that while these incredibly humane people from all over the globe were trying to reach the shores of Gaza with food, and they were being stopped by this army. The boats that were trying to stop them and abduct them were not on the shores, and Palestinians were allowed to fish, and they get killed for fishing, and they get humiliated. I watched this beautiful documentary called Gaza, and they were saying if people go to fire out, these Navy boats go past them and spray them with sewage water just to humiliate them and get them not to go further. To answer your question, it is showing that we are willing to risk our lives and our liberty to bring food to starving people, because we share this world together, and it's not okay. And I remember, and I also talked to a human rights lawyer human rights activist, who is quite old, and she was saying back when digital phone cameras came out, they actually all thought that they were going to be out of a job, because she said, everyone's going to be able to see it, and so we won't allow it. But we're seeing it, and we're still allowing it. And so that's what this is able to show. We're seeing it, and the governments are still allowing it, but the people aren't. The people will not continue to allow this.
And I want to ask, while the world has their eyes on those detained from the flotilla, what has been happening to Palestinians over the last week?
It's not good. It's the same things. We have been hearing that a Palestinian, over the last 2 years, we've lost a Palestinian life every 15 minutes. And that's through starvation and bombing. And as we all know, they've reached stage five famine, and people don't really recover from that. And even if they get all the food now, there's still really high chances of illnesses that cause death, and then illnesses that future generations, babies that will then be born, are going to be dealing with. And it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Those are all the questions I had. Is there anything else you'd like people to know about the flotilla or what people in Palestine are going through right now?
I want to say that in the last week, we had 70,000 people sign up through the website to say, can I join the next one? And that's not necessarily the only course of action, but it just shows that more and more people are willing to step up in whatever way that looks like. And I'm so grateful to the world. Not that it's me, but I think we are, and the people of Gaza are, and my friends in Gaza have been sending messages just saying, thank you and we see you. And it's Gaza is the tip of the iceberg. And if we can collectively free Palestine, it's going to ripple into huge systemic changes all around the world, and Congo and Sudan and all of these places that are suffering immensely, there will be shifts there too. And I think that's what actually a lot of the people in power are deeply terrified of.
That was Acacia O'Connor, an actor and spokesperson for the global movement to Gaza, on the Freedom Flotilla and the experiences of activists who've been detained by Israel.
International Desk on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.